CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Ever hear of a soup with a talent? It's Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup, a versatile soup. Good to make gravy with, good in a casserole, good to scramble eggs in, good as a vegetable sauce, and of course, wonderful as a soup for lunch, snacks, or dinner. Good anytime. Be sure you have your soup today. Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup.
Where did he go?
I don't know. Now, don't get excited.
Well, why let a porter just load our luggage on a cart and trundle everything off? Now we've lost sight of him.
Well, I thought we could follow him to the train. I told him we were taking the Simplon Orient Express anyhow, so we'll put him on the right train.
Well, I certainly hope this isn't the last time we've seen our luggage.
Well, I'll bet it is. Ask somebody where we can find our train.
I have. I've asked three people. They don't speak English, and I can't see any signs, nor any information desk.
Well, we have exactly 10 minutes to find the train. Ten minutes. That's
monsieur,
all. Just ten minutes.
Pardon, monsieur. No. Où est le Simplon Orient Express?
Le Simplon Orient Express, monsieur?
Oui.
Oh, je ne sais pas trop bien moi-même, monsieur, mais vous devriez pouvoir le trouver sans trop de mal. À mon avis, vous feriez bien d'aller tout droit, puis à gauche, et là-bas, vous verrez sans doute une pancarte. Cependant, il vaudrait peut-être mieux de demander à l'un des porteurs, monsieur. Ils sont certainement bien mieux renseignés que moi, n'est-ce pas, monsieur?
Well, merci beaucoup.
Oh, pas du tout, monsieur, hein? Rien. Bonjour.
Oh. What did he say?
I don't know.
Why didn't you tell him you didn't understand?
Well, because after the guy's rattled on for 5 minutes, I feel like an idiot saying I didn't get a word of it.
Well, I think he pointed that away.
Honestly, we got to France. He was so mad because everybody spoke English to us. Now here we are catching a train for Italy with 7 minutes to go, and nobody speaks English, so they can tell us how to get on it.
Well, come on. I'll just keep saying Simplon Orient Express, and we'll hope somebody at least can point us in the right direction.
Oh, come on. Bessie, come on. Somebody did. I never want to go through another experience like that. They're literally thrown on a moving train by a bunch of porters.
Yeah, well, we made it anyhow.
And our luggage heaved in after us.
Yeah, well, at least we have our luggage. Here, let me get Aunt Effie's and Betsy's bags up on the rack, and I'll go put ours up in our compartment.
Don't put ours up yet. I'll have to get our nightgowns and toothbrushes out.
When do we get to Venice, Daddy?
Oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow, about noon, I think.
I want to ride in a gondola.
Yeah, well, we sure will, honey.
I'm sorry, Sam.
Still out of breath.
Mais voyons, madame, qu'est-ce qu'il y a donc?
Monsieur Béguin, je désire qu'on les enlève tout de suite. Ce compartiment est à moi.
En effet, madame. Le porteur a dû se tromper. Je regrette, madame. Porteur! Porteur!
What's the trouble?
I don't know. Wait a minute. That's our luggage.
Monsieur?
No. Those are my bags. These are mine.
Mais je ne comprends pas, monsieur. Mais c'est mon compartiment et je veux qu'on enlève ces bagages tout de suite.
Vous êtes certaine que c'est bien votre compartiment, madame?
Mais bien sûr, j'en suis sûre.
Well, look, I don't know what you're both talking about, but you can put that bag right back in there, monsieur, because this is my compartment.
Well, what's the matter, dear?
I don't know, but I gather from the way this woman has walked into our compartment and is apparently having our bags tossed out that she thinks it's hers.
Mon compartment.
Non, pas du tout, monsieur. Celui-ci est mon compartiment.
Vous permettez que je regarde votre billet, madame, et le vôtre aussi, monsieur.
Quoi?
She's getting out her ticket. I think he wants to see ours. Ticket.
Well, just a second.
Here.
Oh, what'd I do with
him? Voilà. Vous pouvez vérifier. Numéro 14.
Oui, madame.
Voilà.
Monsieur, vous avez votre billet.
Yeah, well, just a minute. I have it right.
Look in your inside pocket.
Yes, I am.
Certainly fine time to lose the ticket.
Oh,
never mind, Aunt Effie, never mind. Maybe you put them in your wallet. Look in your wallet.
Oh, ça ne vaut pas la peine que monsieur cherche son billet puisque j'ai le mien. Vous savez, c'est mon compartiment et c'est tout.
Here it is. Here's the ticket, monsieur, and here's the slip that has our compartment reservation. Here, number 15 for Aunt Effie and Betsy. See, mm-hmm. Ours is number 14. Here, monsieur.
Monsieur.
Comment? Numéro 14?
Monsieur, numéro 14. Le numéro 14.
Oh. What would she have? What does she have?
Monsieur, quelle est madame?
Madame, le numéro 14. Monsieur, le numéro 14.
Pas possible!
Eh bien, je n'y peux rien, madame. Possible ou pas possible, vous voyez bien que vous et monsieur avez tous les deux les mêmes places. Je regrette, mais je n'y peux rien.
Ah bien. Je n'ai nullement l'intention de bouger, hein? C'est mon compartiment, on me l'avait réservé. Je ne bouge point.
I don't know what she said, but from the way she's plunked herself down, she doesn't intend to move.
Look here, monsieur, mais évidemment, il y a une erreur. Je ne puis rien faire maintenant. Madame et vous devront vous arranger entre vous.
Why is he just shrugging his shoulders?
Well, I don't know.
Look here. Je regrette, monsieur, mais c'est la vie.
What do you mean, c'est la vie? Come back here, please.
Monsieur, je ne peux rien y faire.
I don't see yet what the trouble is.
But we both have reservations for compartment number 14.
And that woman has just punched herself down in our compartment and won't
move. Monsieur, s'il vous plaît, lâchez-moi.
I think he wants you to let go of his arm. Is he the conductor?
I don't know who the heck he is, and I am not going to let go of his arm. I love the way he just says, well, such is life, and tries to walk off.
Well, maybe it's the same compartment number, but a different car.
Monsieur, let me see the tickets again. The ticket to get... Let me see them...
Tickets.
Voilà, monsieur. Mais ils sont pareils.
Voilà yourself, monsieur. Look here. Madame is in car 113, and this is car 516.
Pardon?
Yeah, look, and it says this is coach 516 right above the window here.
Right up there,
You see now? Look, now he puts on his glasses.
Yeah. oui, monsieur. Madame, vous êtes dans le faux wagon. Le numéro 113 est à l'avant. 8 wagons à l'avant.
Comment?
Oui, madame.
Oui, voiture à l'avant.
Ceci est bien le compartiment à monsieur. Le vôtre est dans le wagon 113. 8 voitures à l'avant.
Pensez-vous à 8 wagons? Je ne me promène pas à travers 8 wagons. Oh, non.
What's the matter now? Didn't they tell her?
I think he says her coach is about 8 cars ahead and she's mad.
Je ne me promène pas à travers 8 wagons. Ah, pas du tout, je ne crois pas. Je suis ici, j'y reste. Oh là! Oh, ma foi! J'ai la cheville foulée, hein? Je ne peux pas marcher tellement loin, voyez-vous!
Now what?
She's pointing to her ankle. I think. Now she's put her foot up. She's pretending she has a bad ankle. I'm sure that's what
madame,
she's doing.
Quel dommage! Monsieur, madame s'est foulée la cheville et ne peut pas traverser 8 wagons jusqu'à son compartiment.
I don't know what you're saying, but if you're trying to talk us into changing compartment and walking the 8 cars ourselves, the answer is no.
No, monsieur.
C'est mon compartment. And either you get her out or I'll haul her out myself.
Well, honey, let's not start something. Remember, international relations. Here.
No, all right. Let's get our luggage out.
Oh, monsieur. Oh, monsieur, que vous êtes gentil. Merci mille fois.
That's okay.
Daddy, ask her if I could come in and look for my snake that got loose.
Your snake? What are you talking? Madame, je regrette. Ma petite fille has perdu une snake, a serpent.
Serpent,
if you could just...
Serpent?
Oh, there he is. We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. For 30 years, almost as long as network broadcasting itself, listeners have relied on Lowell Thomas' colorful coverage of the day's events. Why? His continuing popularity? Several reasons. For one, Mr. Thomas's infallible accuracy. listeners know they can rely on his news broadcasts. Two, thousands of acquaintances Mr. Thomas's globe-circling expeditions have brought him everywhere are his personal sources for the day's news, giving it added color, dimension, and meaning. Add to this his well-honed talent at description and flair for humanizing the news, and you have the keys to Lowell Thomas's 30-year reign as reporter, lecturer, and CBS radio raconteur. Mr. Thomas and our great staff of CBS newsmen, reporters, correspondents, and commentators see that you're kept well-informed, kept alert to the constantly changing pattern of world events. Clear, colorful, concise, and complete. Lowell Thomas on CBS News. CBS News on CBS Radio.
Is I just like you to give credit where credit is due.
Oh, I do, Aunt Effie, I do.
It wasn't my idea, it was Aunt Effie.
Well, it was very clever, Aunt Effie.
Yeah, so clever, I darn near didn't get it for a second. I thought snake, you know, what's she talking about?
Sure.
Well, Betsy did have a pet snake back home, but if she brought it along, this is the first I've heard of it. You know?
I did for a second, I didn't. Yeah. Well, I think we better get to bed and get some sleep.
Oh, I'd just love to sleep on a train.
Well, you get in your compartment now and get to bed, sweetheart. Good night,
darling. Good night, Mommy.
Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Aunt.
Good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Oh, boy. Well, I can't say I love to sleep on a train. One of these compartments is hardly room enough to turn around.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I get the upper bunk,
yes,
huh?
Yes, I
guess. For being a good boy.
Yeah. Yes, you do, dear. Well, let's pull the shades down tonight before we go to sleep. When we took the train from London to Paris, I woke up and we were in a station. There sat six baggage men on the platform looking right in at me.
Oh, no. No, yeah. Really? Oh. You didn't tell me that.
I forgot, I guess. You woke up so much later.
Hmm.
Oh, I am sleepy.
Oh. Yes?
Monsieur, en voyageant avec des animaux, il faut remplir les documents requis. Surtout les serpents. Voilà.
Well, what did he say now? More papers to fill out, you know?
Pour des animaux?
Huh?
These are apparently papers to fill out for the customs when traveling with animals. Well, I got to fill them out for the snake.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Well, you just have to explain that the customs in Italy, dear, that we didn't really have a snake, or if they can't get it straight, we'll say we lost it on the train.
Boy, this is great. Just great. We're going to have a dandy time between the French and the Italians tomorrow.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, Robert Dryden, Guy Sorrell, and Michelle Clinton, and is produced by Walter Hart.